Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. With me on a return visit is the State Director for AARP Iowa. His name is Brad Anderson. Brad, nice to have you back. Good to see you again, my friend.
Michael, always a pleasure.
You know, you guys are just rocking and rolling over here at AARP.
We are.
There's nothing retired about this.
We are rocking and rolling. And
we had you on a couple of months ago, and the title of all this was Flexing Your Muscle. AARP Iowa has 370,000 plus members. And since you came on board, you've made this decision to really go after some public policy issues, from whether it's a local taxation, whether it is livable communities, walkable communities for all ages, and now drug pricing. That's a big nut to crack, my friend.
It's a big nut to crack. And one of the interesting things about our approach to prescription drugs right now is there are two ways to go about it. There's the federal government, of course, Congress, and Senator Grassley is a very big deal in this conversation because he's chair of the Finance Committee.
Right.
And so we commend him on everything he's done to try and lower prescription drug costs recently. But there are also things you can do at the state level. And that is a first for AARP to do something where it involves both a federal approach and a state approach working simultaneously to get an end result. And the end result ultimately is to lower the costs of prescription drugs, which have just gotten completely out of control, and they affect everything. I mean, the thing is, as you know, healthcare costs have gone up. I mean,
sure.
This is not a secret, right? Yeah. And when healthcare costs go up, everyone is affected. Individuals are affected. Employees are affected. Employers are affected. Communities are affected.
Oh, yeah.
And so right now we had to look at, so what is one of the biggest drivers of healthcare costs? And the answer to that is pretty clear. It's the cost of prescription drugs. And so AARP made the decision in, I think, February or March of this year to launch a multi-year campaign for a simple thing, which is lower the cost of prescription drugs. Now, it's super complicated, but our goal is very easy. And it starts with lowering the list prices of these prescription drugs.
And you've been doing work through AARP Iowa. I know I've seen them. Digital campaigns talking about Stop the Greed.
Yeah. It's kind of awesome because
it's all over.
It's all over, and it's a very direct approach to this campaign. It's, you know, I can tell you behind the scenes, we talked all about, well, what should our messaging be? And I don't even know who came up with it. It's like, aren't we just trying to stop RX greed? And someone's like, why don't we just make that our message?
Why not?
And now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, what's interesting is the Arts Festival was in town, and this was, I think, last weekend or the weekend before, and we had a booth, a Stop RX Greed booth, and we had visitors coming in at a rate which even surprised us. But the interesting thing is we said, all right, would you be willing to share your personal story on an iPad? As you know, it was 1,000 degrees, and people were hot. It was humid. We had 125 personal stories, people typing out on an iPad of their experience dealing with the high cost of prescription drugs. For anyone that's done any organizing anywhere, that is a very big deal, and that is a very big number. That told us immediately this issue is affecting real people, and a lot of them. And so it only confirmed what we knew all along, is something needs to happen.
Yeah, and we're seeing this not only in Iowa, but all across the nation. We just had a story, of course, last week about the caravan that went from Minneapolis to Ontario to get insulin.
The caravan.
And we led with, there's another caravan that just crossed the U.S. border. But it wasn't the southern border. It's the northern border as people attempt to go and find affordable insulin.
It's embarrassing, honestly. It's when you have headlines in Canada saying caravan of Americans coming to Canada to get lower prescription drugs, lower cost prescription drugs. That is a black eye for America, you know, and it's something that this problem has been lurking forever, mm-hmm. Since 2006. So, in the 1990s, this is an important bit of history. Let's do a little bit of history. In the 1990s, that's when really both parties were looking at the cost of healthcare, and specifically the cost of prescription drugs were going up. Drug company CEOs testified before Congress with a message saying, "We will not raise the cost of our product above the rate of inflation." That's what they said in the 1990s, testifying before Congress.
And did they keep their word?
Get a load of this. Are you sitting down?
Of course.
They did not.
Oh, no.
They did not. And so since 2006, every year, the cost of prescription drugs has dramatically exceeded the rate of inflation. And so, for example, in 2017, the average price increase for brand name drugs, this is an AARP study, it went up 8.4%. And the average price was four times the rate of inflation. It went up four times the rate of inflation. So that is an AARP study. It's gone up every year since 2006. Now let's talk about specialty drugs. That was brand name drugs.
These are brand name drugs by whomever out there.
Whomever, right? A bunch of drug companies, right?
And specialty drugs are those drugs that are used to treat a certain condition.
Like a certain chronic disease.
Yes.
Cancer, for example. So the average annual price for a single specialty drug used on a chronic basis, $79,000.
My gosh.
$79,000. And compare that to $27,824 in 2006. So if you look at the cost of Revlimid, excuse me, to treat cancer, it went up from 2016 from $204,000 to $247,000 in 2017.
For an annual
cost of that drug. For
the patient.
1 year, an increase of 21.4%.
That's clearly above inflation.
I mean, our median income in Iowa is $58,000, to put that in perspective.
So how does this work? I mean, if you are – drug companies will say – okay, let me just push back just a tad bit. Drug companies will say, hey, we've got programs. If you can't afford the cost of the drugs, perhaps blank, blank, blank will assist you. A. B. They say, oh, you know, it costs so much for R&D for these drugs. We've got to keep raising the prices.
Do you know what we hear the most?
What?
On that second point? I want to talk about that second point, the research and development point, because I'm going to give you the counter argument. When we do town hall meetings, and we've done a number of town hall meetings now in Iowa, the thing we hear the most, can anyone stop these prescription drug ads?
Ask your doctor.
Don't tell me about the cost of research and development when you are running billions of dollars in advertising across America to market your product.
Yeah.
And so, and also don't tell me about the cost of research and development when 5 of the 10 most profitable companies in the United States are drug companies. 5 of the 10. I've got a list right here of the top 10, numbers 1, 4, 6, 7, and 8. Are all drug companies.
Of the top companies in the United States.
Of the most profitable businesses in America. The most profitable companies in America. Of the top 10, this is a study, a two-year study from 2016 to 2018. Of the top 10, 5 of them are pharmaceutical companies. So, keeping that in mind, we want, you know, we're capitalists. Rightly so. We want companies to be profitable. We want to see them succeed. But do not whine about the cost of research and development when your profits are going through the roof because of your list prices and the amount of money you're spending on advertising is arguably obscene.
One of the things, Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the state director for AARP Iowa. One of the things, Brad, that we know is that lobbyists in Washington have pushed really, really hard on legislators to be allowed to continue the increase in drug prices. So there's a lot of money being spent there.
Certainly among the drug companies. I mean, drug companies have no shortage of lobbyists. And I will say one of the folks in Washington that have gotten frustrated with drug company lobbying and drug companies in general is Senator Chuck Grassley. And Senator Grassley is the chair of the Finance Committee, which regulates the costs of prescription drugs in America. And so they regulate Medicare and healthcare costs and that kind of thing. And he actually invited, he's been having a number of hearings on prescription drugs recently. And the first time he held a hearing earlier this year, he invited the drug company CEOs to come and attend that hearing. And they politely declined, one of them saying, well, I don't speak English, therefore I can't come. The other one saying, I have a scheduling conflict. You can imagine Senator Grassley's reaction to that.
I don't imagine he was very pleased.
So he held the hearing anyway and expressed his displeasure with the drug companies. Needless to say, the second hearing, every one of them showed up. And his point is it is affecting Americans. It is also affecting our budgets in America. And if you look at Medicare spending on drug prices, on prescription drugs just in the last couple of years, for Medicare Part D in 2015 compared to 2014, so this is the most recent data, it was up 13%. For Medicare Part B, prescription drug costs were up 14% in between 2014 and 2015. By comparison, overall healthcare costs for Medicare went up 5.8%. So you're seeing these double-digit increases in prescription drug costs for taxpayers. This is for taxpayers, not for individuals, obviously, but for the country as a whole, you're seeing these giant increases in our budget for what we pay for prescription drugs. But overall healthcare costs, while 5.8% is a lot, it doesn't compare to what the increase in prescription drug costs have been. And so that's what I mean when I say it affects everybody. It affects individuals. It affects corporations. I know this is a business show, and I'm sure your listeners know that. But it also affects our federal budgets. And so Senator Grassley rightly is saying something needs to change. And so he is working, to his credit, with Democrats, and one of them is Cindy Axne, Representative Cindy Axne here in Polk County in the 3rd District, and so she's also working on this. And so we had a meeting the other day where we had a representative from Senator Ernst's office, a representative from Chuck Grassley's office, and a representative from Cindy Axne's office all in the same room along with real people. I would argue it was the most productive meeting in America that day because it was bipartisan. It had real voices. And I'm proud to say that AARP Iowa facilitated it. And it was very, very productive.
You know, Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, with AARP Iowa. Okay, we have laid out what the issue is. Continuing price increases through the drug companies. Americans going north of the border to try to find drugs at a reasonable cost. There are even states out there that have already taken this on themselves and said, no, we're going to pass local laws within our state to cap that. One is Florida.
Yep.
And I believe
with the Republican governor.
With the Republican governor.
Right? Yeah.
And they said, no, we're not playing by this anymore.
And they just passed and signed a reimportation law.
Right.
And so to do reimportation, which means buy prescription drugs from Canada and reimport them into Florida, you need to have federal sign-off. You need to work with the federal government to make all of it work. And so the Trump administration has signed off on it. So it takes a lot of work to get there, but they did it in Florida and they did it in Vermont, right?
Right.
They've recently done it in Colorado. This is something where we have seen action on drug prices in, I believe, nearly 20 states just this year. And so not all of them are reimportation, but there have been several states that have done reimportation. Maine is another one. And so you look at a state like Florida, look at a state like Vermont, I mean, completely different in terms of ideology and just the makeup. But both have the same problem and both looking at a similar solution. So right now in Iowa, AARP, and AARP has been involved in all these fights, by the way, in these states, it should be known. And so we're trying to figure out, well, what makes the most sense for Iowa? And that's why we're holding these meetings that I've been talking about.
Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. So it is stunning. So let's talk about the response for Iowa for just a bit. We know the problem. How do we get to some kind of a solution? And is it then, does it then fall to the state legislature?
Well, Iowa's unique, as you know, in the sense that we've got a lot of political opportunities in Iowa that we don't have in other states. We have presidential candidates coming to Iowa.
No.
It turns out we have a lot of people running for president. And getting their view of their position on prescription drugs is a priority for us. Like I said, we have Senator Grassley, who is the chairman of the Finance Committee. Iowa is arguably the center of the universe right now for this prescription drug fight. And so there are three things that we're supporting at the federal level, and I should make that clear.
Sure.
Number one is allowing Medicare to negotiate the cost of prescription drugs. It's
long been an issue.
The VA does it. Medicare should be able to do it, and it would reduce costs for taxpayers fairly dramatically. Number two is access to generics. There's this thing called pay for delay, which is legal, mm-hmm. where drug companies actually pay generic manufacturers to not release their product to the market. This is legal. And honestly, I didn't even know it was legal until this year. I said, well, yeah, that's got to be a joke. No, that is legal. It is happening. There's bipartisan support to crack down on pay for delay and to allow more access to generics on the market. Then number three is reducing the out-of-pocket costs for seniors. And so out-of-pocket caps in what they pay for prescription drugs is something that we support. The good news is we are very aligned with Senator Grassley and his approach to this. We're talking to the Dems. The three of them, the three stools, the White House, the Senate R's, and the House Dems, are working on this. Now, this is something that's interesting because people think there's such dysfunction in Washington. They're actually working on this to try and get something done.
And this makes sense when you stop, when you go back and think about it. Your experience having nearly 130 individuals talk about their scary stories with regard to prescription drugs, which is a huge number, by the way, as you indicated. Well, this is an impact on families all across the country. So it would make sense that somebody would start to look at this in such a way that would mitigate the exposure.
Well, and we've done polling on this. Not that polling is driving what we're doing, but I will say we've done polling on this because we do polling on a lot of things. And it has – reducing the cost of prescription drugs has 80%+ as people who believe it should be a top priority on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
Now, what issue can you think of that has over 80% from both Democrats and Republicans,
There's
right?
Not many.
And so, you show that poll to any politician, they're like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll do something.
So we talked about the three points of the federal. What are you hoping to get done in Iowa?
You know, that's a good question. The honest answer there is we don't know yet. We are looking at reimportation as an option. We are also looking at transparency, seeing are there things we can do to make the cost of drugs more transparent. There are also options related to PBMs. I know there are PBM pharmacy benefit manager laws that are being debated at the state level. We're going to take a closer look at those to see if there's a way that AARP can be involved. But we don't know yet. And there could be something there. Maryland passed a price gouging law that is kind of, I believe that one is, gives the attorney general authority to go after companies that are price gouging. On the state level, AARP Iowa is relatively new to the game because we've been really focused on the CARE Act, which is a bill that we've been focused on for 4 years, and it was signed into law this year. And so it's been a long haul.
Another one of those, Brad, another one of those common sense answers to an issue.
Yeah.
And it took 4 years.
4 years. And so that shows that, that's why we're playing the long game here. We're not expecting us to, oh, okay, we're going to support a bill and it's going to get passed and signed into law by next year. It'd be great. And it's happened before, but we're playing the long game here. So, so right now we're focused on certainly on continuing the conversation at the federal level with our delegation. We're also focused on getting these presidential candidates. We have a unique opportunity to get them all on the record on prescription drugs. And then we're having these town hall meetings to figure out what is our approach next legislative session to this issue, because we are going to, it's on our radar screen and we are going to do something. That's for sure.
How can individuals across the state of Iowa, no matter their age, because this is, again, something that happens and it impacts families across the age spectrum. Mm-hmm. What can people do to become more aware of what AARP Iowa is doing, and how can they support your mission?
So if people were to go to AARP.org/RX, and I think the most powerful thing that you can do is to share your personal story. We have heard from Senator Ernst, from Senator Grassley, from Representative Axne. The thing they need most is to share their story. Yep. Because what happens is, of course, you've got Senator Grassley, for example, on the finance committee, and you may end up testifying before the finance committee because he said, you know, I am looking for Iowans who are struggling to cover the cost of their prescription drugs. And so at AARP, we want to help highlight these personal stories in a way that makes it easy for folks that are in Washington to share those stories with the public. And so if you were to go to that website, there is a way that you can share your personal story. We have a petition you can sign. You can sign up for alerts. And then if you do any of those things, you're going to get we will have your name. And so we're going to, again, try and put together a coalition next year to take some state action. And so we need as many people. As you know, we filled the Capitol with caregiver advocates for years and finally got something done, and it's a very big deal. We want to do the exact same thing with prescription drug costs, and AARP is one of the unique organizations that can actually move the needle on that.
Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the movement to lower the price of prescription drugs, not only on a federal level, but also in the state of Iowa. We will, by the way, have links to that particular website up on the radio blog. Brad, thanks for taking time to do this.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that was Brad Anderson, the state director for AARP Iowa. Now, it doesn't matter from what state you are listening to this broadcast. You can be in any state in the nation. We have a link up on our radio blog where you can go to tell your story about high prescription drug costs and what it means to you. Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. We'll be right there, and that link is on our radio blog. That puts a wrap on another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For those folks and for Brad Anderson, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.